Let's get to our guest. Sonia Lee joins us. Sonia is head of retail research at MIB Securities Hong Kong. We're going to look at what's happening in the equity market, not only on the mainland, but in Hong Kong as well. Sonia, thank you for being with us. A couple of threads here, and I want to get your opinion. How much of this euphoria that we're seeing in Hong Kong is tied to the reopening and the lifting of the COVID restrictions on the mainland, and how much has to do with this apparent shift in sentiment when it comes to regulators in Beijing? We were talking yesterday about Ant Group seeming to be given the go-ahead to raise $1.5 billion for the consumer unit, and I think the market is seeing a signal in this that maybe pressure from regulators is relaxing just a bit. What do you think?
I think all actually factor are quite positive tours to the Hong Kong and also China property China equity market. As you also mentioned, as you have already mentioned, that last year actually the Hang Seng Index actually dropped a lot due to the several reasons. For example, the Fed fund rate hike and also the COVID restriction in China. But actually this year, at the beginning of this year, all the factors seems to be changes, especially for the COVID situation in China. We saw that the China will ease for the COVID measure this Sunday. So that actually market begin have a hope that the China reopening sector that can make many sector that will be bound. For example, for the consumer, property sector, we also regain for some sales market, sales volume, etc. And also we mentioned that for the regulatory tours to the tech company, it seems that these 2 days, we got some market noise that the regulatory actually, the tone will shift as well. So that all the headwind that happened last year actually changes at the beginning of this year, so that we can see that there's a rally in the Hong Kong stock market, and we believe that this momentum will continue because for the consensus, actually, we didn't rise so quickly to respond to these changes. So we hope that the momentum will continue, especially for the first Q this year.
In terms of the property sector, you know, we're still waiting on the China Evergrande restructuring plan. Yeah, it is a very beaten up sector, probably an attractive entry point here, but there's still some very compelling reasons to be cautious, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. But we do believe that actually for the regulatory, the point of view actually changes. So as we can see that last year, they have already implemented for the 16 measures, not only for the financing, equity financing, bond issuance, and for asking for the bank to borrow money for the developer. So that we can see that on one hand, the financing issue actually is eased. On the other hand, we also saw that for several measure to stimulate for the sales volume, for example, they will cut the second home purchase, down payment, etc. So that we have to patient, and we have to take some time to see whether the sales volume can be, I can't say rebound, but at least stabilize. We may not can see that in the near term, but we hope to see a stabilization in property market, take for example, at the end of first Q. So that I can't say that the Evergrande issue is not a problem, but the market focus changes because we do see a hope that there will be a normalization in the economic activities in China, and also the we have to see whether the buyers can put some position on the property market.
We were talking with one of our opinion columnists last hour, and she's optimistic now that maybe we're beginning to see the early signs of herd immunity in China. I know it's been a tragic story as the country has moved away from COVID zero. Hospitalizations and deaths have spiked. It's a very sad story. And it's coming at a time when we're looking forward to the Lunar New Year holiday. And I'm wondering what's your view now? How can we expect consumers on the mainland to perform, whether we're talking about travel, whether we're talking about retail buying? Do you have a sense of how well the Chinese consumer will hold up during the Lunar New Year festivities?
I don't think it will happen that soon, because although we have mentioned about the market is quite positive, the uptrust momentum can continue, but I think we have to take time for the rebound of the China consumer sector. But it will happen, I think, maybe in the Golden Week in May or in October. And because we still have to see whether there will be a new wave of the COVID outbreak in China after the East for the zero COVID policy. And we also see that for some country, actually, they have set some traffic restriction towards to the China travel inbound. So that we have to wait and see in the upcoming few weeks, see whether there will be a potential outbreak in the COVID cases in China and also globally. For the health, I mean, for the consumer, we are quite positive, but not in the near term, but in the second half this year. And what the supportive for the consumer sector is that we see that actually for the China consumer, actually they are quite, they save more for the last year. So we can see that they are not willing to save due to the COVID situation, the social distancing. So they have to wait and see until, let's say, the equity market actually stabilize, the property market stabilize, they are willing to spend more. So I think it takes time for the consumer confidence will be back. But I think the time will be much longer, take for example in the second half.
In terms of Lunar New Year, relaxation of COVID restrictions and end to COVID zero, we've seen some pretty good games for Macau gaming stocks. Is this a one-way bet at the moment?
Yes, we do think that for the Macau gaming will be benefits from this, because we learned what the gaming revenue we bond in Singapore, Malaysia, and also Las Vegas. What we see that for after the Singapore lift for the restriction, travel restriction, the visiting arrival actually increased a lot from in April last year. So that we believe that for the Macau will perform similar pattern after the China East for the COVID situation. And but I have also mentioned that we have to take time. We do not think that there will be a huge inbound during for the Chinese New Year, but we do believe that there will be a significant improvement in the Golden Week in May. So being an investor, I think we have to see upcoming visiting arrival to Macau in the upcoming few months.
Sonia, nice to have you with us. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective on the Chinese equity space. Sonia Li is head of retail research at MIB Securities Hong Kong.